Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Did you go to many weddings this year? If so, how many of them took place in a church? Because less and less Irish couples are opting for the traditional Irish weddings. It still remains the most popular option for those getting hitched, though. This is according to new figures out today. I was just doing a quick top there in the break. I had one wedding this year. It's probably the lowest number of weddings, actually, I've ever attended. This year I'd one. It was a civil ceremony. Last year I was at five weddings. Two of those were Catholic church weddings and the other three were all civil service weddings. Ruth Scott, broadcaster and qualified humanist celebrant, is with us on the show today. Ruth, is that your experience? Like, are more people looking for you rather than the local parish priest?
Well, it's funny, Andrea. You were at one wedding this year. I have been at over 50.
Right.
I have married over 50 couples. And that's 50 couples looking for a humanist ceremony. I suppose I don't get people coming to me saying, oh, we weren't able to pin down the local priest, so now we're coming to you. I get people saying to me that, well, you know, the primary difference is the marriage referendum. Same-sex couples, they can get married, but not in a church. So, of course, they're going to need to look for somewhere lovely and welcoming, like the Humanist Association does. There's an idea as well, I suppose, like, we have to look at the fact that Ireland is not the same country it was in the 90s. And I know there's a lot of chat about these statistics today because of an article in the Times. And, like, we can't forget that in the 90s, there was almost 100% coverage of Catholic Church weddings. But times have changed. Not everybody wants that formality. Not everybody now is happy to have a religious wedding, even when, like myself, they were brought up, ingrained in, and had, I pretty much had religion rammed down my throat until I got to such a point as I was able to say, this isn't for me. And so people are able to make choices. And in the same way, people sort of anecdotally will say to me, we want our wedding ceremony to just be joyful and joyous. And we don't want, you know, and we all have had that experience of a priest who may, you know, not to be unfair, but may sort of sound like they're droning on when you're there for 90 minutes. Also, I do get couples saying, well, look, we don't want to be told by a celibate person to, you know, how to conduct our marriage relationship.
Well, you can't play this song. You can't do this. You can't do the other.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, it's all rude.
And I find it a bit sort of surprising that even still a marriage course is something that the church, the Catholic Church, insists on. Because I feel at this day and age, like, I'm not 100% of the statistics, but I figure that people are getting married a little bit later in life. So we have grown up. We have much more cop on. We are in control of our own lives. You know, we don't have to rely on, you know, a single church, a single priest in our parish. I even find the word parish is kind of going out of the vernacular, certainly in the circles I hang around in. But then that would be all humanist celebrants, if you like. But I thought what was interesting was that, you know, to talk about, and the statistics were mentioned in relation to that weddings are a vital source of revenue for hotels and other venues who can do, for instance, ceremony and reception, so dinner and dancing in the same location. And this was pointed out as being something that increases profits. Like, it's a dirty word. Like, be under no illusion. Everybody gets paid for the work they do.
Yeah.
Priests don't do it for free.
No.
You know, so to say that this is just a commercial decision, you know, in many cases it may be. And so what if it is? we're all hustling here to make a bloody living. So what if we do this?
Yeah.
You
just
know,
to give people,
want.
An insight into the figures, this Catholic, what they say is that the Catholic Church ceremonies, they're still marginally more common. But the second most popular option for couples getting married last year was a civil ceremony. That was selected by about 32%. Those opting for the Catholic Church weddings was 34%. It was about 7,200 couples in Ireland walked down the aisle.
And then, I have to say then, the next most popular was the humanist ones at 8.1%. So people are still attached, in a sense, to their church weddings. And I get it. Like, you can't live your life and be told all this time, you know, the concept of black and white, the concept of heaven and hell, and then get to your adult stages without maybe thinking, well, is there something afterlife? Now, I don't believe that there is, but there are people that have had it, you know, ingrained in them. So you can't sort of argue with the fact that, but they may like to have a candlelit. They may still think of these things. Just because somebody's not having a church ceremony doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah in the ceremony room. Far from it. You know, I'll always say to people, you choose the tone of your wedding. There's respect. There's, you know, elements of ceremony. There's elements of warmth and fun and seriousness and everything. And you can have this whole gamut of emotion.
Lindsay Moyne is the Managing Director of House of Hannah Weddings and Events, Ruth. And Lindsay is with us on the line today. What are couples asking you for, church or civil ceremonies, Lindsay?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say over the last number of years, it's definitely evening out. Like, it's certainly not a case anymore where you would just assume a church wedding like you might have done, you know, over a decade ago. And that's largely done. I mean, it's only in the last 20 years, really, that we can actually have a civil ceremony outside of a registry office. So it's definitely becoming more normalised now. And a lot to do with the fact that there's just so much more freedom with organising a civil or a humanist ceremony, you know, right down to the content and the music choices that you can make. So people feel a lot more connected to that type of ceremony, maybe more so than they do to a religious one anymore. And largely just down to, I suppose, you know, the decline in the Catholic influence across the country in recent years. So, yeah, I mean, it's for couples coming to us, I would say, yeah, it's about, we get a lot of US couples coming over, and I would say a lot of them are still quite attached to the church style ceremony.
Are they?
I would probably, coming from the US, for us and our particular type of business, but certainly with, you know, friends and family here, I would say it's nearly the half and half for civil versus church at this point in time. So, and to be honest, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the differences, and you know, and why not?
I imagine, Ruth, though, for anybody opting for the humanist or the civil ceremony, it's a much more personal event.
So much more personal. And can I just take a second, because both of you have been touching on it there, three ways to get married in Ireland. Civil marriage, which is when a civil celebrant does it. Religious ceremony, which is everything from the organised religions that we know to maybe the lesser known, more modern ones. And then the only secular kind of ceremony, which is the humanist one. And yeah, people want a personal ceremony. They want to be able to reference the things that are important in their life. And they don't have to be completely black as to have it all about religion and prayers. They get to, like, I always joke with couples saying, look, I have some sample readings and they're clearly not from a prescribed text, but I've everything from Leaving Cert poetry all the way up to song lyrics and, you know, beautiful classical poetry and silly stuff and funny stuff. And I always say to a couple, pick something that kind of, that sings to you, that you like, so that after the ceremony, people will say, oh, that was so like Bill and Ben. You couldn't have imagined anything else for their ceremony. And it also helps your couple be more relaxed, because far too often we've all been at the weddings where we see the poor old couple absolutely sweating with the nerves. And they still do, but at least when they know it's going to be a more personal and all about them, then, you know, that helps them be a little bit more relaxed. And that's the whole thing.
It's a
humanist wedding, all about the couple.
Yeah. Is it difficult, Lindsay, to, like, when I think back to some of my friends who, we'll say three of my five friends that got married last year that all had, you know, a humanist wedding or a civil ceremony. A lot of them probably did have concerns about their parents, their folks, you know,
I would see kind of more of the religious ceremony come in. It's probably more influence from the parents, you know, that feels more normal to them, and they feel, you know, very passionate about their children having a wedding in a church. And sometimes it's, you know, maybe not worth the argument, or they don't feel too close to either decision to upset anybody. But yeah, and we've certainly seen it over the years, you know, where, you know, somebody, a family member might be a little bit put out because it's just not as familiar to them as, you know, in their generation as it is to ours. But that's definitely changing. You know, I mean, I would say in the last, you know, there's lots of people having civil and humanist ceremonies now. So I think a lot of, you know, that older generation have attended them in the last 5 to 10 years. And so it feels a lot more familiar to them now. And it's less of an issue these days, I would find, than it would have been, you know, a decade ago.
Finally, Ruth, what's the most bizarre request you've been asked for?
There is one that involves a llama, but I don't want to be a total spoiler alert on anyone else who might be having this thing at their ceremony. But there was a llama involved. It was unusual.
So intrigued.
It was unusual.
Was the llama like a flower girl or something? Or
not far off the mark. I mean,
ring bear.
There's been dogs. There's been rubber ducks. There's been children. You know what? Toddler. A llama is more reliable almost than a toddler.
Well, don't they always say never work with children?
For animals, to be fair.
Yeah, for any sort of performance at all. Ruth Scott, broadcaster, qualified humanist celebrant, and Lindsay Moyna, managing director of House of Hannah Weddings and Events. Thanks a million for joining us on the show today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades. Like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.